Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, W-I-Z. Check them out, use them to your advantage. Joel Labave is our guest. He's back with us. Joel's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and president of Life Changer, franchise selection specialists. He's one of the top franchise experts on the planet, and he's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Now, I didn't do the name of your company right there, did I?
You did. Remember? It's Franchise Selection Specialist.
Okay, all right. Okay, once upon a time, you told me that when the economy softened, there was an increased interest in franchising.
Yes.
How's that playing out these days?
It's playing out a little differently now, Jim. The last few times this has happened, when the economy's been in a slowdown and there's been a lot of downsizing, people have really taken a step back and then move forward pretty quick in looking at other options.
Yep.
This time around, there seems to be, and the franchisors that I'm talking to are all experiencing a pretty dramatic slowdown. There's a lot of fear out there now. $4 a gallon gas. Go to the grocery store and see the food prices. The banks are all tightening up their credit guidelines. And people are a little more fearful. Plus, our favorite time, it's an election year.
Yeah.
So it's like the perfect storm.
Yeah, and so the both parties, especially the party that's not in the White House these days, is going to make everything look and sound, but worse than it actually is. Another thing, though, I think, Joel, I know people see in other recessions, in other times when we've had recessions before. We're not in a recession now. Let's make that clear. We're not in a recession. I know it feels like it sometimes when we get gas, especially. But Joel, in other times when we've actually had a recession, it was a national drop in the economy. Jobs were lost kind of across the board, and it was sort of a national situation. This situation we've got right now, notwithstanding oil and gasoline and food prices, and except for those two things, which are big excepts, a lot of the jobs that have been lost have not been lost across the board, across the country. Housing is not horrible all across the country. And even though the big banks have tightened their lending up, the small banks haven't. And so my point is, I think this is, even though people don't like gas, they don't like food prices being so high, I don't think they may think that they're in bad shape, but I don't think they really are in as bad a shape as they think they are. And I think that may be. I'll give you one example. When people are asked in surveys recently, what do you think about the economy? What do you think about the U.S. situation? How do you feel about where we are as a country? Everybody gives the country bad marks. We're on the wrong path, right?
Okay.
But when they say, okay, how about you? Most of those guys are saying, oh, I'm just fine. So they've got this over this umbrella attitude that we're in bad shape, but when they think about themselves, you know, I got my house, I've got a job, I've got a, you know, we still got a lot of people employed in this country, Joel.
Yeah, we sure do.
So what do you think? What do you think about all that?
I think that sometimes it has to do with geography of what part of the country one is in. You know, the Rust Belt cities have definitely been hit hardest during the past decade.
And that's where you are right now.
Yeah.
But do
yeah,
you
so
consider?
That, you know,
but do you do you consider where you are right now in Ohio to be appreciably worse than it was 7 years ago?
appreciably worse? No, but worse.
Yeah.
But worse. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's all doom and gloom. There are good things happening, and there's a lot of smart people here, and there's a lot of really, really cool technology things happening in the Northeast Ohio area. But in general, my consensus, when I talk to people on the street and other small business owners, is a lot of head-scratching going on. You know, what's coming? What do we need to do here? I know in my case, I'm certainly looking at some of my expenses. I'm being careful not mm-hmm. to cut marketing expenses, because I know from listening to folks like you that is the first thing that you should not cut
yep.
when there's a slowdown.
And the research that I've seen, Joel, shows that small business owners are not cutting their marketing expenses. They're
especially
actually
online.
Exactly. No, exactly right, because they know that they've got to keep that pipeline going. But this is a good year, in my opinion, Joel, to maintain what you've got, but maybe not get out on a leading edge too much. What do you think?
I agree with you. To be a little more conservative in some ways, but to definitely keep spreading that message, especially mm-hmm. if you're a very, very small, very, very small consulting kind of business.
What about the franchise organizations that you already have, you've already put in business? How are those guys doing?
They're doing okay. Some of the franchisees have called me in the last 6 months, and some of them are struggling.
Yeah.
But that's part of a cycle.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend Joel Abava. His company is called Franchise Selection Specialists, Incorporated, out of Ohio, the great state of Ohio. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Little John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Joel Abava, one of the top franchising experts on the planet. Joel, give us your website, please.
It is franchiseselectionspecialists.com.
All right. What will they find when they get there?
Pardon me?
What will they find when they get there?
Oh, they will find. Oh, I'm so cutting edge, Jim. They will find videos of what I do.
Whoa.
Yeah. They will find links to some articles that I've written and just a lot of good general franchise information. No advertising.
Yeah.
I'm not selling. I'm just showing.
All right. Joel, what have you seen the really smart franchisees out there, the ones who are making it happen even in a tough economy, what are they doing that sets them apart?
What sets them apart is starting at the beginning and doing the research the right way. But here's what I see. If a prospective franchisee does the research the right way and talks to other franchisees in the organization, they really have a nice leap ahead. But if they choose a franchisor that I call brilliant, then they are on a really good path.
What does a brilliant franchisor look like?
Someone that does not hold back with regards to investment. They will use absolutely top-of-the-line technology right at the beginning, right when they start their franchise concept. They will hire the best franchise attorneys they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
They will put the best operations folks there. They will write the best operations manual.
Do the most marketing research, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, the best of the best. The ones that I see that stay focused on their core business model and spare no expense in setting things up with infrastructure are the franchisors that will continue to do very, very well in any economy.
Those will also probably be the ones, correct me if I'm wrong, who won't be inexpensive.
They won't be inexpensive, but it depends, of course, you know, on the business model itself.
Exactly.
If it's a consulting kind of franchise, it could be even home-based or small office-based with no inventory.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's inventory involved, that's okay. That's just the cost of doing business.
Are there any manufacturing franchises out there?
Other
than food? I know food's basically manufacturing, but other than that?
There is actually there are franchises that are actually considered light manufacturing, but they look like retail. And a sign company, business,
right,
is a light manufacturing business, as it was explained to me, and it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually a business-to-business sales and marketing franchise that, that sells products. So that's kind of a unique one.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was reading Entrepreneur Magazine, this month's edition, and it mentioned a franchisor that I happen to know really, really well out of Chicago called Bright Star Healthcare. And Shelley and J.D. Sun, the owners, are amazing people because they spared no expense at the beginning. And it's talked about in this article. And when I met them...
They're franchisors?
Yeah, they're the franchisors. Mm-hmm. When I met them, I said to myself, these people get it. They are so careful who they choose as franchisees. They invested $1 million in their software technology. I mean, that's amazing. That's unheard of for a young franchisor. They are just doing everything right. And they're also in a niche that mathematically it's going to be hard to lose in. Because
what
so
is
many,
their niche?
Their niche is senior care. Medical-related senior care. And, then you know, Jim, the numbers don't lie.
That's right.
The millions of people that are retiring and that want a nice quality of life, they're set to go in that business.
My generation is getting older.
Sure is. Mine too.
Yeah. So, but the thing that you point out there is that they don't want to grow exponentially. They want to grow in a quality way.
They want to grow the right way.
Yeah.
And by being very choosy with who they decide to partner with as franchisees, it'll be really tough for them to lose because they're so careful in their selection process.
Are banks? Were you saying earlier that banks don't have as much of an appetite these days for lending money to franchisees?
They don't have as much of an appetite for lending money to business startups, franchise or not,
right now,
of some pain.
Mm-hmm. It's the startup part of it, isn't it, that they don't like?
It is the startup part.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes back to the beginning and the basics, Jim. Good credit. They're looking for good credit.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Joel, give us your website again, please.
FranchiseSelectionSpecialist.com.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joel Nabava, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I would be too, but it'll be in the next hour because right now I got to go. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.